From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. President Obama has called for limits to be placed on the National Security Agency's controversial practice of storing data on vast numbers of U.S. telephone calls. The president also directed America's intelligence agencies to stop spying on friendly international leaders. He also called for extending some privacy protections to foreign citizens whose communications are scooped up by the U.S. Obama's announcement capped the review that followed former National Security Agency analyst Edward Snowden's leaks about secret surveillance programs. The president tried to strike a balance between national security needs and civil liberties.
The basic values of most Americans when it comes to questions of surveillance and privacy converge a lot more than the crude characterizations that have emerged over the last several months. Those who are troubled by our existing programs are not interested in repeating the tragedy of 9/11, and those who defend these programs are not dismissive of civil liberties. The challenge is getting the details right, and that is not simple.
A set of U.S. and Russian peace proposals appear to be gaining traction with the Syrian government after Damascus announced an offer for a prisoner swap. But the fractured set of rebel groups have yet to respond. From Washington, Daniel Wrenches reports.
The proposals from the Syrian government to exchange prisoners with rebels and for a ceasefire in the city of Aleppo come in advance of peace talks scheduled for next week in the Swiss city of Montreux. The announcement may represent a significant step towards a possible deal promoted by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov, with the two also calling for increased access for humanitarian aid, which the Syrian government now says it's willing to do. But it's unclear whether the US-backed Syrian National Coalition is willing to engage with the new proposals or even attend the talks at all.
Chaos has broken out in Ukraine's parliament, with fights and attempts to block the speaker's platform breaking out between MPs. The president's politicians rushed through sweeping anti-protest laws with votes by a quick show of hands, a move which the opposition denounced as an illegal coup d'etat. The hurried laws amid the country's political crises are raising fears of police storming of a central Kiev square, occupied by anti-government protesters for over 2 months. Tom Barton reports.
The new legislation includes bans on unauthorized tents, stages, or amplifiers in public places, precisely what protesters have set up on the now famous Maidan Square. Heavy fines or detention are the punishment. Protests involving vehicles, which have been used outside government offices in recent days, have also been banned. And another could force a person to do corrective labour for a year if they slander government officials. But the three main opposition leaders say the vote of raised hands is illegitimate, and the new laws will only provoke Ukrainians.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni has blocked a controversial anti-homosexuality bill. Museveni says there should be the option to reform homosexuals instead of imprisoning them. The bill, which was passed in December by Uganda's parliament, would see those found guilty of homosexual acts jailed for life. Michael Baleke reports from Kampala.
President Museveni said the anti-homosexuality bill was passed through parliament in a rush. The Ugandan president argues that under the law, homosexuals should not be killed or persecuted. The homosexuality bill sailed through the Ugandan parliament last December, but only after lawmakers agreed to drop the death penalty clause. Uganda also received large amounts of criticism from some Western nations, with donors threatening to withdraw funding to the country. Despite blocking the bill, President Museveni warned that homosexuality should not be promoted in Uganda. Museveni's revelations come days after the Nigerian president, Goodluck Jonathan, passed a similar bill criminalizing homosexuality into law.
And U.S. housing starts fell 9.8% in December, slightly less than most observers expected. Despite the decline, 2013 was the best year for the industry since 2007. Iris Spitzer has more from New York.
Construction on new U.S. homes fell 9.8% to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 999,000, according to the U.S. Commerce Department. Economists, however, had expected the unusually cold weather to slow the pace of building, and the drop was less than expected. Still, there is a general sense of optimism in the housing market. 2013's overall numbers were up 18% compared to last year and the highest in the past 6 years. Permits for future projects declined, however, a sign that building activity may slow down in early 2014. Mortgage rates are expected to continue to rise this year, which could put more pressure on the housing market.
And that's the latest Feature Story news. Rebecca Foster reporting.